This is your Concordia, Nebraska All Sports Leader, Kubski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Kubi. Alongside my partner is Eric Cumley. And we actually have our first ever ad. Look at that. In this case, it's a help wanted ad from Lulabelle in Seward, Nebraska. They are looking for a social media marketing manager. This position will be to create and manage all of our social media sales and marketing platforms. They will be responsible for creating Facebook live events, Instagram content, and try on videos. You must have a general understanding of social media. We can train you on posting and commenting on solid platforms. You must be comfortable in front of the camera, interacting with customers, have an upbeat and lively personality, and you must be able to work with little to no instruction when creating content. To apply, please send resume to lulabelle seward at gmail.com. Again, to apply, you must send your resume to lulabelleseward at gmail.com. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. We got a quite an interesting set of circumstances for you today. We have some good news, some cancellations, and some bad news.
Yeah, usually it's the typical, the good, the bad, the ugly. We should start off with the good.
We are going to start off with the good. Women's volleyball beat Xavier University of Louisiana 3-1 on April 17th. Huge win for them. This puts them into the national championship tournament, and their pool is created of them, Lindsay Wilson College, and Marion University.
This should be a good pool for us. We're ranked 10th, and Lindsay Wilson is ranked 9th. Marion isn't really ranked too high, but you know, our biggest test should be Lindsay Wilson, who is our first game on April 27th at 7 p.m. on Court 1. It should be a great game.
It should be one of those back-and-forth games. I'm looking to see this game go into a fifth set. But going back on the Xavier game, we were pretty much solid throughout the four sets that were played. Our only struggle was set three when Xavier took that 25-23. And then we were able to finish things off in the fourth set, winning that 25-20.
Yeah, four of our girls racked up double digits in kills. Cameron Offner led the way with 18, followed by Gabby Nordacre with 10, as well as Kara Stark with 10. But that fourth set, like you were mentioning, started off 11-11, and then the Bulldogs were able to just get their rhythm going and take off with it.
Yeah, it's one of those good tests. And if looking at the records, Xavier did have the advantage coming into the game at 18-4. We were sitting at 15-4. So they had a little more wins, a couple more games ahead of us. But after that win, we knock them out, and we head to the playoffs, which is nice.
That is nice. As we mentioned earlier, we're going to face Lindsay Wilson first. But the next day, April 28th, we will face Marion University at 3:30 p.m. That will be on Court 2.
Yeah, and fans are allowed, and Iowa has lifted their mask restriction. So it is, you know, suggested that you wear the mask, but you don't have to. So if you want to go up to Iowa and watch our girls play, go support them. Moving on to the bad news that kind of stings in a lot of places. Women's soccer had to unfortunately withdraw from the national tournament on April 15th due to COVID issues, and it was on our side. We had 9 total players in contact around COVID, and I think the league rule was you can only have 2, but we had a lot more than that.
Yeah, you're right on that. The league was you're allowed to only have 2 for your team to still travel, and we had 9, so we had to withdraw with that. It's a big bummer and really sucks having to withdraw from the national tournament after basically a legendary GPAC tournament run and upsetting a couple matches and then winning GPAC tournament with penalty shootouts. And it was just like a movie, basically, watching it. And then for this to happen, it really sucks and stings.
Yeah, it is. But looking at the bright side, our women finished with a record of 11-6-1. 9-2-1 in GPAC play. Not a bad season overall if you really look at the grand scheme of things. In the regular season, they finished 3rd in the GPAC, and they went into the tournament and won the whole thing. Really, it's a good testimony for them to hang their heads high. Yes, the ending wasn't as what you wanted it, but at the same time, a great season. Yes, a winning season and a great season. Hopefully they can continue that as next year rolls by. On the topic of national tournament, we had some national qualifiers for track and field. Our Bulldogs competed at a Doan meet over the weekend. We had 12 winners in that event, and we also had some qualifiers. Here are the national qualifiers. Honestly, congratulations to all of them as we name them out. Jordan Anderson qualified in the shot put with a throw of 45 and a half feet.
Rachel Battershell qualified in the 100 hurdles with a time of 14.55 seconds, as well as the 400 hurdles with a time of 1 minute 2.18 seconds.
Abigail Gerber qualified in the shot put with a throw of 44 feet 6 and 3/4 inches.
Mackenzie Koepke qualified in the high jump with a jump of 5 feet 5 and 3/4 inches.
And you might recognize that name. She is a Bulldog basketball player, and she's dual sporting in basketball and track. So that's pretty impressive right
there. That is. She made the national tournament in two sports here at Concordia. That's pretty good for her.
Good for her. Bethany Shaw qualified in the discus with a throw of 147 feet and 3 inches. Chris Wren also qualified in the hammer throw with a throw of 182 feet and 8 inches.
So those are your national qualifiers for this meet. We keep racking them up. Our women's now is still ranked first, and our men are ranked 8th in the nation.
So both teams in the top 10, that's pretty good right there.
That's very good. And, you know, we just keep qualifying more and more athletes every week.
Yeah, and moving on to the winners of the event, our women's 4x8 meter relay took first with a time of 9 minutes 42.14 seconds.
We mentioned Jordan Anderson earlier as qualifying for the national tournament. She also won shot put with her throw of 45 and a half feet.
Rachel Battershell finished first in the women's 400 meter hurdles with a time of 1 minute and 2.18 seconds.
Zach Bennett won pole vault with a jump of 14 feet and 11 inches.
Sydney Clark finished first in the 10,000 meters with a time of 38 minutes, 38.3 seconds.
Jacob Cornelio won hammer throw with a throw of 211 feet and 3 inches.
He is the only athlete this season to throw over 200 feet. In hammer throw.
In the whole nation.
Yeah, in the whole nation. And he also broke his personal best.
He did, and he's getting closer and closer to breaking Concordia's record of 216 feet.
He can get there with only two regular season meets left.
Yeah, the way he's climbing, I believe his last throw was around 208, and before that it was just over the 200 mark. So he's getting better and better.
Yeah, he is. Moving on, we got Cade Kleckner finishing first in the men's 100-meter dash with a time of 10.96 seconds.
As we mentioned, Mackenzie Koepke won high jump with a jump of 5 feet and 5 and 3/4 inches.
Colton Meyer finished first in the men's 400 meters with a time of 49.44 seconds.
Camden Cessna won the 5,000 meters with a time of 15 minutes, 36.30 seconds.
Bethany Shaw finished first in the discus with a throw of 147 feet and 3 inches.
And lastly, Liz Stottermeyer won javelin with a throw of 155 feet and 2 inches.
Congratulations to all those Bulldogs on a great meet. Next up for the Bulldogs is the Drake University Relays and the Nebraska Wesleyan Invite. So for the Drake University Relays, athletes had to qualify to get into that. So the athletes who did qualify will head to Des Moines, Iowa on April 22nd through the 24th and compete in the Drake University Relays. The remaining athletes will head to Nebraska Wesleyan on April 22nd in Lincoln, Nebraska. That will start at 1 p.m. The Drake Relays are an all-day event.
Yeah, these are the last meets before the GPAC Championship. Let's hope we can get a couple more qualifiers in there and sneak some into the Nationals.
Yes, hopefully we can. Moving on to softball. Right now, we sit 20-6 overall and 6-4 in GPAC. And we have some unfortunate news where the York College doubleheader that was supposed to be scheduled for April 19th has been canceled. We do not know the reasons for the cancellation.
Yeah, so that was yesterday, I believe, April 19th, as you said. They will play Jamestown now on April 21st at 2 p.m. up in Jamestown. So they're going to North Dakota.
Yeah, that first game will start at 2, second game was at 4. Then they will come back home on April 24th to face Mount Marty University. First game will be at 1, second game at 3, and then directly after that on April 25th, another doubleheader home game against Briar Cliff. First game at 1, second game at 3.
They kind of had a week off, and now they're getting right back into it with 3 straight doubleheaders after having a week off.
Hopefully they have enough to get them going. Sliding into the men's side of baseball, we have Concordia's baseball team, who had a 4-game series against Northwestern this past weekend. They won the series 3-1. The first game on April 15th, Concordia won 5-4 in a close game down the stretch. In game 2 on April 15th, Concordia won the second game 9-7 with a small Northwestern comeback late in the game. We were able to hold it off. Nick Little was the star of that game, recording 13 strikeouts and only allowing 7 hits and 7 runs. On April 16th, we won 16-0. 13 of those points came in the first inning, by the way. That was a statement game right there. But directly after that was an 11-inning loss against Northwestern, a 4-3 loss. You go 4 straight games against the same opponent. You'll make some runs here and there, but
you're going to learn your opponent, and your opponent's going to learn you.
Exactly. It's tough to sweep someone in a doubleheader, let alone try to do it in a 4-game series.
Yeah, especially when you're playing back-to-back-to-back. I mean, if you're playing different times throughout the season, like in the beginning of the season, then at the end of the season, it's a little easier, but
or right even back-to-back. A day after another. Like in the MLB, you have people, or you have teams going a 4-game series, but it's like Tuesday, then they play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They have time to rest after those games. Here, it's literally 2 doubleheaders, 2 back-to-back games, or really 4 back-to-back games.
After this 4-game series, freshman Joey Granbanski has 11 home runs this season, and he is the most ever by a Concordia freshman. He's tied that record.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah,
wow, that's impressive.
He's really been hitting a lot of home runs this season. You know, we still got more games to go, so he can very well break that.
He definitely can. I just want to go back to the 16-0 win. Our Bulldog guys, because it's an away game, we batted first, right, in the first inning. We were hitting home runs. We had a grand slam. We had a ton of runs in the first, obviously 13 runs in the first inning. And I think Northwestern went through like 2 or 3 pitching changes just in the first inning alone. That just tells you how dominant our team can really be.
Yeah, and for pitching for the Bulldogs in that 16-0 win, Foskett led the way with 6 strikeouts in 4 innings, only allowing 3 hits.
There you go. An unfortunate loss on the one after. It was really close throughout the entire game in the final game. The pitching for Northwestern was on point in game 4, and in the 11th inning, Northwestern won it with a walk-off single. It's kind of unfortunate, but that's how it goes. Hopefully, we can bounce back against Jamestown on April 25th. That will be a doubleheader home game against Jamestown. First game will be at 1 p.m., second game at 4. Then on April 26th, they stay at home to face Morningside. First game will be at 4, second game will be at 7. Right now, our baseball team sits 29-6 overall, 16-4 in GPAC play.
And we still don't have back-to-back losses.
We still don't have back-to-back losses. That is correct. And right now, we are still first in GPAC, just over Doan, because we have the head-to-head.
This Jamestown game should be a good one for us. Jamestown is ranked 3rd in GPAC, and we are ranked 1st. They were able to climb up in the rankings last week. So it should be a good game for us, and, you know, just prove why we are number 1.
Exactly. So please show up and show out to that home game. Jumping over to women's tennis, they are still undefeated in GPAC play, sitting at 5-0 and 8-5 overall. We were able to take down Northwestern College on April 17th, winning that 7-0.
Yeah, that's a great outing by us. In singles and in doubles, we didn't drop a match. And, you know, we kind of dominated the whole series, really. There wasn't a really too close nail-biter match in there.
No, there really wasn't. Next up for our women's tennis team will be a senior day matchup against Doan on April 20th. That will start at 4:30 p.m. It is a JV/varsity meet as well.
As for the guys, they're also still undefeated in GPAC play, sitting at 4-0.
8-4 overall.
8-4 overall. And they also played Northwestern. They did not quite get the sweep. They lost their first game. But after that, they didn't look back, and they won the series 6-1.
Yeah, so congratulations to them. And they will also have their final home game on April 21st against Doan University. That will start at 4:30 p.m. on the Bulldog tennis courts. That is also a JV varsity game. And that's all the time we have for you today. Please make sure you email us if you have any questions at conekubski@gmail.com. Again, that is at conekubski@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at conekubski and Twitter
at Kubski.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Bye.